Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Rangers international of Enugu chief coach Imama Amakpakabu surely has his name written in gold when the history of Nigerian football is being told. Having achieved what over 10 other coaches couldn't do with the Flying Antelopes in a long while, and that is winning a league title since 1984, precisely 32 years ago. Born on the 27th of July 1969 in Port Harcourt, Rivers State, the 47-year-old Imama featured for Sharks FC of Port Harcourt, and after a 10-year spell with the Blue Angels, he moved on to Enyimba International of Aba. Perhaps Imama believes that charity begins at home, and instead of starting his expedition in the diaspora, he pitched tents with home side. Imama hails from a scholastic family where it was a norm to read books, go through university and become an engineer, doctor or the likes before you can be applauded as someone who has achieved something. But he saw football as a calling, which is why he ended being a professional football player. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. This program is a production of Complete Sports Studios and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at this time. We will be dedicating today's show to Enugu Rangers manager Imama Amakpakabu for his wonderful achievements. Coach Imama played for the Nigerian national teams at under 17, under 20 level and was briefly invited to the senior national team. He stopped playing in 1999 and stayed away from football for a while, but the relationship continued when in 2003 he became a coach. My name is Yemi Ogunseyin. Let's take a quick break and we'll return with the program proper. Coach Imama's greatest moment as a footballer was with the Nigerian under 16 team in China 1985 when they won gold, while his greatest moment as a coach before now was winning the Federation Cup with Enyimba International in 2013. However, none of these achievements can surpass that of leading Rangers with 7th league title. One of Complete Sports' finest reporters, Sabo Suji, caught up with Coach Imama in Enugu.
This is Sports Planet.
Coach, congratulations once again for the achievement of helping Rangers win the first Nigerian Premier League in the last 32 years. If I'm not mistaken, this is your first major silverware as a coach. What is its significance to you in your career?
I have been assistant to other coaches winning laurels. You know, this is my first time as the head of a team, and you know, it has come away, and I'm thankful to God. You know, and I believe that it's going to open doors for me.
Now, what is your plans for the coming season? Because now you are leading the Antelopes to the African continent, and as well, they have not laid their hands on the African Champions League trophy.
Whatever it is that we have done this season into the continent, and believe that the championship in the Champions League Cup in Africa is achievable.
Coach, can you tell me the toughest match you played in the season? This season that just ended, your toughest match.
Every game was tough. You know, I wouldn't say one game was, you know, same excitement. You know, there was no one particular game that I was going to say, okay, this one I'm going sure going to, you know, ride the wave, feel, you know. Yeah, some games that you think they were going to be easy and they became very tough. Some games you thought they were going to be tough and they became very easy. Mm. So that's, you know, I think every game, you know, because whatever it is that we achieved was done by the fact that, you know, whatever it is that we were able to achieve was done as a result of hard work, and we need that. There was no one game that we played that they gave us more points than 3 points. It was the highest point we were able to achieve, and every one of them was difficult and tough for us.
How were you able to cope with the pressure of delivering Rangers' first silverware in 32 years?
Actually, you know, I refused to read the whole lot about what was said. Keep focus, you know, and I try to keep my players away from thinking that look, there was this jinx or myth about 32 years or whatever. You know, last year we came close to winning the Federation Cup. Unfortunately, that did not happen. We got to the semi-finals of the Federation Cup and we lost out in some unusual circumstances. And here we are today. We've been able to push through for the league.
We have heard so much about your philosophy. Can you give us an insight into this philosophy? What it's all about?
I'm this coach that is good for the ball. I like my team to keep the ball most of the time. I like to strangulate my mouthfulness from having the ball. And I want to press high. And I believe that so long as I keep the ball and possess the ball, that I'll hardly lose a game. You know, I believe every player has something to contribute. I don't take away whatever I said. They're coming to the table with. And my last rule is don't lose the ball.
Okay, there is this quartet of players in your team. You have Clement, you have Agoda, you have Nwobodo, and you have Ebuchinam. And put together, people say the Rangers can, with which they flog teams, just like MSN, Messi, Neymar, and Suarez do for Barcelona. What can you tell us about this can of Rangers?
I don't want to celebrate a certain part of the quartet in my team. You know, and because I know I've played a lot of games without this quartet and the team has done very well. In my team, it's common knowledge that the result is always key to me. I think they are the most important players in my team. I have built my team around 35 players and not around some midfielder. I think the players in the nation now those people that you know, they are figments of some reporters' imagination. And every player in Rangers team this year contributed immensely to our success. And everyone, when they were called at every given period of time, they were able to answer the clear call, and it was a plus for us. Let me not fail to say this, that so long as I remain head of Rangers technical team, everybody will continue to fight for their place. Because the players that you mentioned back on the queue of three to wait for their turn, so that is what made them work so very hard. And they were fortunate and privileged because in football, continuity is always key.
So finally, coach, what gives you joy most at the moment as a young coach, the youngest in the Nigerian league for now?
We are achieving results, you know. Never forget that about sometime last year, I wore my beard for about 6 months. You know, making a statement and telling the people that they think that we are too young, that those players that they think that coaches or whatever, they think we're too young. We are adults now, we've grown. So if they don't see it by our looks, they should see it from our beard. Now some of us are beginning to get gray.
Yeah.
And if we don't have the opportunity to actually be the team now, you know, when is it going to happen? We played at a certain point, they say we are too old. And when, at that time that we are playing, they were still coaches. We became coaches and they are still coaches. So when are we going to have the opportunity? So that was why I protested. I wore my beard for 6 months. The opportunity I've landed on my lap, said I think that I've been able to make a statement for the young coaches.
Thanks so much, coach.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm Odion Jody Gallo, Super Eagles striker and Watford Football Club of England player. Keep listening to Sport Planet.
And that's all we have for you on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions and comments on Twitter or just follow me at your boy Don Chichi. YOBOYDONCHICHI. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your copy of Complete Sports Daily. Visit www.completesportsnigeria.com and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show. Before we go, let's tell you that former Liverpool defender Rigobert Song has reportedly woken from a coma after suffering a stroke in Yaoundé, Cameroon. The 40-year-old was believed to be in critical condition in hospital after suffering a brain aneurysm. Now, the director of Yaounde Central Hospital has confirmed on national television that Song is breathing on his own and has been flown to France to undergo further treatment. Song, who is the manager of national team Chad, made 35 appearances for Liverpool in a year-long spell and went on to spend 2 years at West Ham United. We wish Rigobert Song speedy recovery from this end, and we decree that Song shall not die but live. Amen. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Yemi Ogunseyin, wishing you a fantastic evening.